أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has replaced all the Arabic Muslims with Persians. Yes, you've heard me right. All the Arabs, Muslims, are or replaced by Allah with the Persians, aka Iranians. Is it me who's making this claim? No, because I'm saying Allah did. So it must be in the Quran. Then let us look at the Quran and see how Allah has replaced the Arab Muslims with Persians. And not just the Quran, but also the Ahadith. And I'm not going to read one single Shi'i Hadith. I'm going to give you Sunni Hadiths only to prove to you that the Arabs have been replaced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Persians to support his faith. Before I continue with my topic, look at this tweet. This tweet was made today by Jay Sullivan, an American senator. And he said the following in his tweet: 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. He quotes a rabbi. And then he says, we must end the Iranian attacks on Israel, which means he supports the rabbi's notion of that 1 million Arabs are not equal or worth a fingernail. Now, since October 7th, and now it's almost been 2 years, the Muslims who are in the occupied lands in Palestine, in Gaza, have been massacred on a daily basis. Tens of thousands. Now we almost reached 200 plus thousand people have been killed. And especially in the last 2 days, they've been killed just trying to get some food. And we've seen the horrific pictures and videos that came out. And these Muslims, they've been killed on a daily basis. And it's been shown to the news. And every Muslim on earth sees it. And all the Arab Muslim countries sees it. Yet not a single Arabic country, which are, they are all Muslims, not one of them said a word of condemnation and took it further. They just sit and watch as their brethren get slaughtered on a daily basis. And to make things even worse, we can say that even these people are not Shia Muslims, at least they are Sunni Muslims. Why don't the Sunni world go and save their Muslim Sunni people? Obviously, I'm not trying to play the sectarian card here, because at the end of the day, we're all Muslims. But if you claim that they are your own people, why don't you go save them? Why are almost 2 billion Muslims sitting there watching, not doing anything about this? So when I say Allah has replaced the Arabs with the Persians, I'm saying that for a good reason. Now, let me prove that to you from the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, using only Sunni narrations. In the Quran, in chapter Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, verse 38, the last verse, Allah says the following: Ha antum ha'ula'i tad'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Here you are, being invited to spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ those amongst you who withheld from giving in the cause of Allah. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ And whoever wants to withhold, he's withholding from himself. He's at loss. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ Allah is the one that is not in need, and you are the one who's in need. And this is where it gets really interesting. This is the point I'm trying to make. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا And if you turn away, يَسْتَبْدُلُ قَوْمًا غَيْرُكُمْ Allah will replace you with someone else. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالِكُمْ And they will not be like you. Now, from here, I'm going to quote Sunni tafasir, Sunni commentary and exegesis on the Quran, not Shia, not a single word. At-Tabari. In his tafsir, he says, when Allah says, تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا You've been asked to spend in the way of Allah. And so which are we talking about money here or talking about something else? He says, تُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى النَّفَقَةِ فِي الْجِهَادِ You've been asked to go and do jihad and fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُسْرَةِ دِينَهِ To support his deen. Have the Muslim world, have the Arabs done that? Have they supported their brethren in Palestine? None did. Okay? So then he says, when he comes to translating or commenting on the word, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ He would replace you with someone else. Who are those? He says, الْعَجَمْ مِنْ عَجَمُ الْفُرْسِ They are non-Arabs. Which than Arabs, to be more specific? He says the Persians. So Allah will replace the Arabs with Persians to support his religion. And then he brings a hadith from Abu Huraira, which he says, لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ This verse, when this verse came down, كَانَ سَلْمَانْ إِلَى جَانِبِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ Salman al-Muhammadi, as they call him, Salman al-Farsi, he was sitting next to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Prophet of Allah, مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ Who are those people إِن تَوَلَّيْنَا إِسْتُبْدُلُ بِنَا That if we turn away, Allah will replace us with. So obviously the companions here, they are threatened of being replaced. So obviously they want to know who they will be replaced with. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَضَرَبَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam عَلَى مَنْكِبِ سُلَيْمَانِ He hit on the leg of Salman. فَقَالَ And he said, مِنْ هَذَا وَقَوْمِهِ From this guy and his people. Which is Salman was a Persian. He said, Salman and his people, the Persians. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ By who my life is in his hand. لَوْ أَنَّ الدِّينَ تَعَلَّقَ بِالثَّرَيَّةِ That if the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were attached to the heavens, لَنَالَتْهُ رِجَالٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ فَارِسٍ Then the people of Persia would go and get it. Not you Arabs. You are absolutely useless by every sense of the word. You can't do much. And obviously, this is the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa Abu Huraira in the books of Ahl Sunnati wa Jama'ah, not the Shia, okay? Because let's leave Shia aside. Shia are kafir, Shia are this. So let's not listen to their words. Now, another hadith, Yunus, he says from Fulan and Fulan, also from Abu Huraira, he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he read this verse to us. And we said, Ya Rasulullah, man ha'ula alladina in tawallayna stubdulibina. Who are those people? If we turn away, Allah will replace them. And they will not be like us. Laykun amthala. Fadaraba ala Sulaiman and Salman. Again, he hit on the lap of, or the leg of Salman. He said, Hada wa qawmuhu. This guy and his people. وَلَوْ كَانَ الدِّينَ عَنْدَ الثَّرَيَّ لَتَنَاوَلَهُ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْفُرْسِ And if the religion of Allah was attached to the heavens, then these people would go and get it. Again, Al-Tabari narrates another hadith from At-Tirmidhi, and he, again from Abu Huraira, which is with the same meaning. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, who are those people? He says, هَذَا وَقَوْمِهِ Salman and his people. So Tabari, when he translates this ayah and comments on it, he says Allah will replace the Arabs with Persians when they decide to turn away from supporting the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they have. And the proof is there for everyone to see. They have sided with the America. They have sided with the Jews. They signed the Abrahamic Accords. They opened their lands and their airspaces to the Jews. The UAE supports the Jews with everything they need. The Jordanians, the Muslim in Jordan, they're supporting Israel with fruits and tomatoes. The Turks are giving them whatever support they need. So who are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here? Who's fighting the Jews now? The only people standing against the Jews in America and the entire world are the Persians, aka Iran. So has this ayah took place or not? I'll leave the answer to you. Let's go to another book. Tafsir al-Kashaf al-Zamakhshari. Zamakhshari, again, one of the Sunni great scholars, 538 Hijri AH, when he passed away. When he also talks to tunfiqu fi sabilillah, to spend, when Allah invites you to spend in His way, he says, an-nafaqati fil ghazw, you need to go fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has the Arabs done that? And the answer is no. And then again, when he talks about who are the people that Allah will replace the Arabs with, he also again mentions that hadith and he says it is the Persians. Again, he says Persians will replace the Arabs. Moving on, Tafsir Mafatihul Ghaib, another book of Ahl-Sunnah wa Jama'ah, one of the greatest books. At-Tafsir al-Kabir for Ar-Razi, Fakhr al-Razi, one of the great scholars of Ahl-Sunnah wa Jama'ah, 606 AH. He says also to Da'un, when Allah invites you to give in His way, he says to fight for the sake of Allah. Amma fi sabilillahi ta'ala bil-jihad. Al-infaq fi jihad, you need to go fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he talks about the people that Allah will replace the Arabs with, again, he says, he mentions the hadith about Salman, and he said, this guy, hadha wa qawmuhu, this guy and his people. And he mentions the same hadith again, and he says, it is the Persians that will replace the Arabs. Tafsir al-Jami' li ahkam al-Quran, al-Qurtubi, 671 AH. Again, in this ayah, he says this is about jihad, and he mentions the hadith from Abu Huraira, which the Prophet said, Allah will replace the Arabs with this guy and his people, pointing to Salman al-Farisi. And he narrates other hadith, which also means the same. And he says himself, he says it means the Persians. Again, if we go to Tafsir al-Quran al-Azim, Ibn Kathir, 774. AH. He exactly says the same thing. He brings this a hadith and he says it is the Persian who will replace the Arabs. Tafsir Anwar al-Tanzil al-Baydawi 685. He says the exact same thing. He says Allah will replace you with someone who is better than you. And he quotes, he says, in what term they are better than you? He says, az-zuhdi wal-iman, in terms of faith. And in terms of piety, and his wahumul furs, they are the Persians. And he says the Persians are the ones who would be replacing the Arabs. Tafsir Fathul Qadir al-Shawkani, 1250 AH. And he says, again, when you are invited, he said, you are invited to have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of four. And he says, the Arabs do not do that. And who will be replaced? He says, in the taqwa and iman, in piety and in the faith, the Persians will take that spot. And again, he says, it is the Persians. And if you go through every single tafsir of Ahlus Sunnah, when it comes to this chapter, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, verse 38 of the Quran, they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace the Arabs with Persians. Now I ask you, and be fair to yourselves, who is fighting for Islam today? Who has done the work? Who has gave more lives, more blood for the sake of Islam? Is it the Arabs who, based on the and I read the tweet again by Jay Sullivan, the American senator, 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail? Or is it the Persians? You need to be fair here. When you look at the Muslim world, they're not moving a single thing. They're not saying anything. They're watching the slaughter of children and women on a daily basis, and they're not saying one word. So, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use these Arabs, these pigs, to support his faith? Or would he bring warriors, faithful men, pious men, to save and to support his religion? So this is not a sectarian war. We're not trying to play the sectarian card. We're not saying these guys are better than these guys. But the reality is based on the Quran, in that Allah says, in tatawallaw, if you turn back, if you turn away, which we have as Arabs. And when I say Arabs, I mean every single Arabic country without exception. They have turned away. They're just watching. And who's copying it? Who's doing the fight on their behalf? Are the Persians. And now, when you look at the Arabic world, they're all trying to support the Iranians. They're standing with them because they know that their governments have failed them. The kings and queens and leaders have failed them. So now you see people cheering up the Persians and the Iranians. And it doesn't matter what religion they are, or at least what faith they are, they are supporting them. Go to Instagram, go to YouTube, go to Facebook, and see how the Sunni scholars themselves, they are inviting all the Sunnis to pray for Iran and to support Iran, even though they are Shia, because they do understand that they have been replaced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with someone else that will fight for their faith. So has the Arabs, have we been replaced by the Persians? And the simple answer is yes, we have indeed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.